gotta get messy and show the world you growing as an artist. And you're free to be yourself. You got a dream, you need to start it. Stick together. Get Messy says you're formally invited to a community where you can find people that spark the feel of excitement. Too many art supplies, not enough time. No, it's tougher, so you must find a way to feel some connection. We got a lot of people with the same kind. A great mind, we here for you. A platform so we can hear your views. Time's yours, forget chores. I know you bored of them same rules.
Hello and welcome to the Get Messy podcast. Today, I'm excited about my guests. I'm always excited about my guests. They make my heart boom, and that is why I bring them to the podcast. But these two women are really a force to be reckoned with. And I say a force and not forces to be reckoned with, because they are the collaboration queens. You would have already seen by the title of this episode, we are talking about collaboration, and these two women, when combined, are so much more than the sum of their parts. What's that thing? You know, the whole is greater than the sum of their parts. And these two women are definitely a living example of that. So we have Char and Claudette on the podcast today. Char Daroon is an artist, designer, and maker whose work is abstract, intuitive, and organic in style with a no-rules approach. She's influenced by experiences and emotions, colors, patterns, and just about any kind of ephemera out there. Char loves using her creativity for personal expression and connection. Claudette Hasenjäger is a multi-passionate woman. She often has more projects planned than time would ever be available to her, and sometimes is left feeling a little like a crow, distracted by gathering all the shiny little things. However, only over time, she's realized that this multifaceted layering is part of what keeps her excited about and engaged with her art-making process. Claudette is passionate about helping other women embrace those parts of themselves that they often feel shame around. She believes that those parts are where our magic lies. Using art, we can explore and cultivate these parts of ourselves and learn to love them deeply. Now, Char and Claudette came to me last year and they had an idea to bring to Get Messy. And so for the month of January at Get Messy, we focused on collaboration. We had what we called an artist Tinder, where you wrote a little bit about yourself and then other people could message you and ask to collaborate with you based on your Tinder buyer. I think that the main consensus was Tinder sucks and it's nerve-wracking, and most people were so glad that they didn't have to do that in real life. But what that did is it facilitated so much connection, so much art making, artists getting together and making art, and all of this was due to Char and Claudette putting themselves out there, collaborating with each other and sharing what they had learned so that other people could also experience this amazing connection and everything that collaboration does for your art making. Of course, I am very pro community, both as, you know, the facilitator of an online art community, and as a South African, you know, it's very big in South Africa, collaboration and the idea of Ubuntu, which is that I am because you are. And so I think that this episode is very close to my heart. And also the whole idea of collaborating. This is part one of two, technically, because next week I'll be sharing more about people that had collaborated for the first time. But I'm hoping that this episode will encourage you to step out and ask another artist to collaborate with you. It may sound scary. The best things in life are always scary. But you've got this and you can do this. And I know that you're going to grow because of it and your art is going to grow because of it. And so listen to this conversation that I had with Claudette and Char, and you'll hear a lot of fangirling between all of us. I'm massive fangirls of theirs. They are fangirls of each other. We all just fangirls of each other. But take all their tips. They've got a lot of practical tips in there, and apply it to your art. Whether you're collaborating or not, you can still apply it to your art. And if not, we can accompany you as you make art. And technically, that's a little collaboration too. Enjoy this episode. These women are amazing. And I'm excited for you to hear their words. Right, Char and Claudette, the collaboration queens. I think you've really solidified your title this month, but welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for having us here.
We're going to jump right in and talk about your collaboration. So maybe you can say a little bit about what your collaboration was, how you decided to collaborate, why you wanted to collaborate.
Char actually asked me if I would like to collaborate with her. And I was so grateful when she did because, you know, you see a lot of collaborations happening around you, but I was the one that was too scared to ask because what if you get a no? And so I was so glad when she said, when she suggested that we collaborate, I was just immediately yes. We can work out the details later, but the answer is definitely yes, because I was looking for someone to collaborate with, but as I say, just nervous about getting that no.
My whole feeling about it is the worst that can happen is the person can say no, and that's okay. So, you know, put aside any expectations, plus the fact that she's in South Africa and I'm in California. So I thought, well, you know, I don't know. I just went in cold turkey. I said, okay, go for it. And that's how it all started. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your first collaboration, because you've been doing a few now, right? There are different chapters to your collaboration. What was your first collaboration about?
Did we have a theme?
No, we just created a journal for each other. Mm-hmm. And, we sort of did half the pages in each journal and then sent it over to each other. And that took months. Yeah. The postal situation, Kaylee.
I had no idea.
So Char's journal arrived and it sat in my bookshelf here for months waiting. And she was like, is it going to ever arrive? Did you send it? What's happening? Is it lost? And I was just saying, it's fine. It'll get there. This is you. We on African time. It will arrive. It might take 2 years, but just
start without me.
Yeah. Char was like, it's fine, you just start and I'll catch up. But I mean, that's not a collaboration.
And then I held it up once I got it. I was doing two shows or back-to-back shows, and so there was not a good time, and Claudette was very patient with me because she gave me grace time. And then once we got started, it was, it was a lot of fun. It was new territory because we decided to start our YouTube channels. So that was new too. So that was, that added to, all that pent up anticipation and also worry, but it's all good. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, I agree. And it was also a nice way to start a YouTube channel because there isn't the pressure of what am I going to do? You know, where am I going to start? And, I'm all alone. And what if nobody watches this? And at least having Char there, I knew she was going to watch my video. If no one else watched it, right, She'd be there. She would watch it. And so I didn't feel like I was doing this alone. Yeah, so that was nice. And with that one, we didn't even have a theme. We just, each week, we would just open the journal and start working. And neither one had any idea what the other one was doing. So it was really nice to be able to watch the video each week and see how she had worked in the journal that I had made for her. And yeah, so that was our first collaboration.
Right.
Did you find that it was easier to work in a journal that someone else had made, or did you feel more pressure?
Must I ask? I couldn't handle it.
But she handled it well. I mean, once she made it her own, right?
Yeah. So I actually eventually realized if I don't do something, I'm just going to not be able to get through the end of this journal. So I had to sit and I tore pages and I stuck things on and I added tabs. And so once I felt like I'd made it my own, then the pressure was off, because in the beginning, I literally felt like I'm going to do something in this journal that is going to disappoint Char. And it's, you know, how do I live up to that expectation? So I struggled with working in something someone else had given me. It was too precious. Yeah. Mm.
I mean, it's so funny to hear you say that you might let me down or something to that. I mean, that's, you know, I don't want to call you silly, but that seems kind of weird. But anyway, yeah, it seems like so long ago, and yet it was, well.
When was it? When did you start working together?
Are you going to have a look quickly?
Is it like when you have a baby and it feels simultaneously like you've had the baby for 1 month and also for an eternity?
Yes, exactly.
So, Claudette wrote a little note and it says November 2019.
Hmm.
So that's...
Yeah, so our first video was released 8 months ago.
Oh, okay. Gosh. I have no...
So that shows you how long it took the journals to arrive.
Yeah, my favorite thing is educating First World people about that, like, African postal systems.
You two have it down. I had no clue, you know.
Yeah, if we have to struggle, then you do too.
Oh, my gosh. No, I was really afraid it got lost or something, but... when it arrived, that was great.
So, yeah. So, Shah, did you have any struggles with working in someone else's journal?
I don't think it was struggle. I kind of worked off her pages, but I obviously did my own thing. But it was so helpful to have it started. So this is Claudette's journal that she sent, and I love the size. And the fact that we had put each other's work in our journals already was very comfortable. I guess that it made it more comfortable for me to just jump right in, you know, and start. So I didn't tear anything or add any tabs, but I felt it was mine when I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's interesting how, you know, you're both doing the same collaboration, but you're both having different takes on it. And I'm wondering, do you feel like after working together, your style has evolved? Or do you feel like whenever you do your collaboration, you have a certain style that matches the other? And then when you do your own stuff, it's completely different? Or what happens there?
For me, I don't think I've changed, or I still have my style, but what it has taught me, all right, the one thing that really what I was attracted to with Claudette's work was the fact that she used black a lot, and she was able to use it in a way that, how do I say this, was just enough. I mean, it wasn't, black was really not a color I worked with a lot. So if anything, it helped me to get brave with black and actually use it more. I mean, Payne's Gray, yeah, and all that stuff. But so I'm feeling comfortable with using black in my work. It seems so simplistic, but that was a big thing. That was a big thing for me. So that's my answer to that.
Yeah, I would say for me, Char has a lot of layers in her work. So I always find it fascinating to look at how it's all come together. And I think that's also why I struggled, because I was like, I'm not even close to this level. So when I look at her pieces, it's just, I don't even think a photo can do it justice, but even if you look at her Instagram feed, you'll see how intricate all her processes are. It's amazing to see how there's, it just, you know, I just want to stroke it when I see her pictures. And so she's definitely helped me with wanting to add some more layers to my work. So when I've done a page, I always think you can add another one. There's still, you know, there's still room to keep going. And I've really enjoyed her inspiration to just take it that little bit further. Just always add a little bit more, and it just makes the whole thing feel more rounded. So, yeah, that's what I've learned from Char.
Well, it's funny because the way we've done our collaborations together, we're on our third one, and that is we don't talk about what we're planning to do. So when I watch her video or I see a post, that's the first time we see each other's work, you know, because there are no rules, really. I mean, it's whatever you and your partner decide. But I will say that when I watch Claudette's videos, every week I say, I'm going to try that. I need to... I need to work with the paint more and the brush and this and that. And then when I go do my thing, I just do my thing. But there are elements of her work that someday I'm going to channel it. You know, I want to try it. But I guess that's the beauty of it, is that we have different styles. And we're surprised every week. And I really appreciate that.
I also think that there's definite subconscious taking on of someone else's style. Mm-hmm. Like if you're watching someone so intently, I'm in a collaboration with an American artist in Germany. Her name's Michelle, and she's amazing. And her work is very bright, and I am not very bright. I do not like bright colors, except for neon pink, but that's basically a neutral. And so I've got her journals. They're actually sitting waiting to leave, to go back to her, and her stuff encourages me to use bright colors. And it's bizarre because it's not like, it's not in my repertoire and it's not like in my easily grabbable supplies, but I will always want to use bright colors. And so while I might not be completely happy with what it looks like at the end, I know how much I've stretched myself, and I had so much fun just trying something that I would never have done before.
I noticed that. I think you used blue way back when or something. And I thought, wow, I knew it was your work, but it wasn't a color that you use. It's like Claudette in green. She's still
I'm still struggling with green.
Okay. Yeah. The other really nice thing about, there's so many benefits to collaboration, and I'm busy just like writing them down as I'm hearing them from you, but this like mutual fangirling, it's so nice for us to be able to watch, and it was so nice for us to make a whole season of it at Get Messy, because, you know, firstly, before we even got to the collaboration, everyone got to see your, Claudette will know this word, but it's like, a fromance. So in South Africa, the word for a woman in Afrikaans is fro. So you know, like bromance, then you get fromance.
Okay. Fro for female.
But it's so nice in a world where art is competitive and there's so much imposter syndrome and so much competition and weird. I don't get it. It's so nice. It's like, just to see two people truly and authentically encouraging each other and being excited when the other person grows and being excited to be part of it. And I mean, you guys have been collaborating now for a while, and you're still like blushing when the other says something nice, you know? It's so nice to see that. So I think that this like mutual fangirling, is wonderful. And I think if someone wants that, they should definitely get in a collaboration, because when you get closer to another person, you know, there's Instagram, which is quite separated already. And so when you're dealing with someone one-on-one, you get to see the process and they get to see your process and they know how much work you put into it and they know how much energy it takes for you to like the color green or like to use the color green. You know, they understand you more and so they're able to appreciate you more. And I don't know, it's nice to be able to be seen.
Yeah, I would agree that I think that was the best part of the season of collaboration, was just watching everyone coming together and just building each other up. It just makes your heart so happy when you see people like really supporting each other and growing closer. And you can just see how their work, it doesn't necessarily change, but I do feel it is a lot more enriched through the experience.
Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah, I know Tracy and Megan's collaboration is going to stick with me forever because it was like soulmates finding each other.
Yes. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And I mean, it's something that you guys have created, right? It's something because you guys were brave enough to work together and also, you know, to come. So many levels of bravery here. Firstly, Char for messaging Claudette and then both of you for working together and then both of you for like coming to me and saying, why don't we do this? And then also being a good example for all the Messians and so open and vulnerable and sharing and all of that. It's really nice. I don't have a question there. I just want to boost you up for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was kind of like the way I see collaborations now. It's like when you set out to buy a new car and you want a red car and then all of a sudden you see red cars everywhere. We started to notice collaborations popping up, you know, everybody was collaborating. It was so, wonderful that it just made sense to approach you about a season of collaboration. So
thank you. So glad you did. Yeah. Let's talk about, what do you think, we're now a bit into the episode, but what is your definition of artist collaboration?
That's a tough one. I would say, I think it doesn't matter what you're working on. It's the support that you're giving each other. You know, that you're going on a journey and a process with someone else. And I think that's, because even if I think back to my first art exhibition that I had last year, I had collaborated with an artist in Germany, but he had done his own collection and I had my own collection. And we didn't influence each other in any way, but there was just somebody there to talk to and say, how your piece is coming along and, you know, what are you thinking about this exhibition? And it does sort of bleed into your whole process. And yeah, so I think for me, it's just having someone there to just sort of hold your hand and explore ideas with. And if you're stuck, say, you know, I need help. Yeah. Because if you're on your own, it feels kind of weird to just reach out to, it might be a friend on social media or whatever, but sometimes it feels random to just say to them, you know, I'm struggling with this. Could you help me? Whereas if you've got that person that is there to support you, you know, you've agreed that you are doing this together. You just feel so much more comfortable to discuss struggles and breakthroughs and things like that. So it's someone there to just take you along.
Yeah, I think the element of trust is big. And trust and being honest. There were times when I just couldn't meet a deadline. So I had to speak up and, you know, say, you can go ahead, but I'm going to be late this week, you know, and you just come to terms with things, you work things out. And I think that's the beauty of collaborations, because you're always learning. And even if you're collaborating with, say a group of people and, you know, things come up, not everybody meshes all the time. There is kind of an end to it. I mean, you have a goal, you know, whether it's an art journal or whatever you're working on. So I guess just to be open and understand. And I think that that goes back to when we were working on the season, how we wanted people to experience a one-on-one collaboration versus a group collaboration. Because I have, you know, I've participated in group collaborations where something got lost, one person wanted to drop out. I mean, these things do happen. I mean, that's kind of like the negative side of things. But again, if you're open and honest and willing and work together, I mean, that's what a collaboration is. And you get what you put into it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I like that, getting what you put into it. Sometimes you just need to be reminded about that.
Yeah, it's true.
I want to talk more about the trust and honesty. I know when you guys were speaking to Get Messians that had collaborated, I can't remember, I think it was probably Tracy and Megan, and they said, like, right in the beginning, they said, listen, I am nervous about this. I'm worried mm-hmm. about showing you my art. And just like the act of doing that, it was Tracy, right?
Right? Yes. I think it was them.
And just like putting it out on the table, it lifted that pressure because then the other person gets to go, oh my gosh, me too. And that, like, that small little bit of vulnerability paves the way for a much deeper connection and a much more authentic one where you're not worrying about that. It's out. It's no longer the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. So what other ways do you think that you can be, that you can nurture trust and be honest in your collaboration?
I was just thinking now when you said that, it might be a bit off the point, but even now, Sharon, I will still send each other messages and be, you know, I'm so nervous that this video is going out today because this and this happened, or, and it's just, she'll often reply back and say, you know, I'm feeling it too, or, and just knowing that you're not alone, because as, you know, as you were saying earlier, there's the imposter syndrome and all of this, and so, if you're there on your own and you're putting this out and you think this is terrifying and what if it's a flop, but somebody else comes back and says, you know, I'm having the same feelings. Mm-hmm. It almost helps you to realize that it's not you. It is just what it is. And that helps you to be a little braver every time because you're realizing somebody else did the exact same thing, felt mm-hmm. these feelings and they didn't die. They, you know, it worked out for them. And so it really, I think for me, that it just, that echoing back of I'm having the same experience has really helped me to mm-hmm. just push that a little bit further every time, because, you know, you realize that somebody else is feeling the exact same things and it's normal.
Right. It's a good partnership too. You know, and depending on the two people, you can bounce ideas together. You can just, I mean, everyone's so different and you bring different qualities into the relationship and the collaboration. And for us, it just wanted, I mean, it made us want to continue this. This is why we're on our third one. We're already thinking about the next one. Yeah.
I think Char is really, she's a good example for me, because if she's having a problem or a tough week, or as she says, you know, she can't reach the deadline, she will just say to me, it's not possible this week. Can we delay it? And, you know, that's just, whereas I wouldn't be like that. Often if she says, and I did say this in one of our recordings, when she has said, I can't handle this, we need a break for a week, I'm thinking, oh, thank goodness, you know, I've been feeling this for 2 weeks. But I'm like, we're going to soldier on. This is the deadline. Whether you're working through the night or not, you're going to do it. So I really, it's been an amazing blessing for me to have somebody who's like, you know, it's okay to say, I can't handle this. And yeah, so she's really taught me a lot to just say, we need to just stop a bit.
And your kids, I mean, you have six kids at home, you know, so it's like, for me, what do I have to say? Oh, I can't do it. But, you know, things do happen.
Yeah. I love it. Claudia with six kids and you're still able to be not sleeping right now. Like, I don't know. How do you, how?
Oh, it is funny. And with the time difference and everything, I mean, it's like too much to figure it out. So, you know, I'm asking Siri or, you know, Alexa, what time is it in South Africa? So I know that I'm not bothering her at a certain hour or whatever, but because I'm a night owl and she's, you know, a morning person, it works out too. Mm.
So besides the time zone difference and the postal system, have you experienced any difficulties being so far away?
Not being able to drive over, I guess. But
yes, I was just going to say that. I just want to be able to come over and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, it's so weird to have, you know, because even the whole family knows Char now. Oh. So when we're doing a Zoom call, Summer will come and she'll be like, oh, it's your friend. And she talks to Char and, you know, it's, yeah. So she's really become part of the family. And it's so weird to not have met, you know, that's, for me, that is, it's not nice.
Well, yeah, my family too. Are you talking to Claudette today? Is it Sunday? Is it, you know, are you getting together? It's like, maybe, yes, you know, all that. So, yeah, it's very nice.
That's wonderful. I was thinking about when we were talking about having the season of collaboration be between two people rather than a group. Do you think that there's also a shift? I mean, there's obviously a shift in the world now, but do you think that there's a shift that's leading to more people wanting to collaborate through art and wanting to connect through art?
Yes, very much so. I think it's also been a saving grace for some people. I mean, that we don't even know, perhaps. Mm. Or just even being part of Get Messy and, you know, going online and chatting with other people, that connection, it's priceless. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, because, I mean, you are each part of each other's families now. And it's, I love the way that art can do that. Right. It's just because it's just art. It's technically just a bunch of paint, a bunch of paper. But it really can form. It's like the gateway that we can form these amazing bonds and these warm fuzzies.
Well, you know, Summer has drawn pictures for me, which, in fact, when Claudette showed it to me, I insisted that she turn it into a PDF and send it to me. And I have used that paper in, let's see where if I have some here,
but
it is, it's just, it's wonderful. I mean, I've had my great niece do the same thing, but just the fact, and last week, no, 2 weeks ago, I asked her, I said, are you going to draw another picture for me for your auntie? And she says, yes. So I'm waiting for that. I can't find it right now, but it is. It's one of my favorite collage sheets. So,
yeah. Have you shared it on Instagram? We'll have to put a link in the show notes.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. I'm sure you did post it. Yeah,
I've used it. Yeah.
We'll find it.
We'll find it.
I'll make another page. I'll use it. Maybe I'll use it for my 100-day project. Yeah.
So what are your three tips for a successful collaboration?
What would you say? I think Char would definitely agree that the first one would be just be yourself, because it's not going to work if you're trying to be something that you're not, or, you know. So it comes down to the honesty and the trust again, that you're going to have to accept that you're going to have to be vulnerable at some stage, and you're going to expose your insides. that's part of the whole journey. So I think that's that's the biggest part for me, would be the first thing that you've got to consider is that this person is going to get to know you on a much deeper level, and you've got to be comfortable with that.
It's not a competition. If anything, you are learning, you're gaining so much knowledge, not just about techniques or what you like, but about yourself. And you can transfer that on into your art. I mean, I just, all that kind of stuff I just love about collaborating and learning, always learning and trying new things. And you know, that intimidation is gone, that fear maybe. So that's very helpful.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. As soon as competition sets in, I think your collaboration is going to fail immediately. Yeah. So you've got to be ready to be happy for the successes that your partner has. And, you know, I mean, it can't always be roses and sunshine for you. So if you had a bad week and they've had an amazing week, then you've got to celebrate that with them. And yeah, so it's it's life, but it's, as you were saying, in art, somehow that doesn't really happen often. You know, if you see someone's doing much better than you are, or you perceive that they're doing better than you are, it's very easy to sort of feel discouraged and to start thinking, I've got to work harder because, you know. So, yeah, collaboration's definitely about getting over that. And I feel that helps with that, because when you're cheering on one person, it sort of has a snowball effect, you know. Mm-hmm. It helps you to get over that feeling of competition, I would say.
Yeah. You're only competing with yourself, really.
What else? That's not only two.
Those are
We've
two.
Got to have a third one.
Oh, that's how the Africans are keeping track.
Okay, let's see.
I would say you have to have fun. You have to choose something that you want to do. You know, it's if you're going into a collaboration and you're thinking, it's not really my thing, or I'm going to just stick it out, and then you've got to do something that you want to either develop or something that you're enjoying. Or
I think it's also a soft place to land if you want to make risk taking. You know, I want to try something. And I mean, my gosh, if it's ugly, so what? Or you're the one that might think it's ugly, and the next person will say, no, it's not. Or you look for the gem in what you've done. I know that for me, I've learned to not worry so much. Mm. You know, because the only, trying to think of the right words. Something about if you're worried about what other people are thinking, that does no good. You've got to stop. It's what makes you feel fulfilled, what you love, and that will translate in your work. Mm-hmm. The minute you stop, or the minute you start to, you know, do that thing that it's not good enough, or maybe I should have done this, or you second guess yourself, the joy is gone. And, you know, why do it if it doesn't bring you joy? I mean, right.
Good. We got three. I mean, there are a million
words. Sorry.
Yes.
And, you know, we had the GMAC season of collaboration. So if anyone is thinking about collaboration, they can use this podcast definitely as a bouncing point, or even just courage, because that's the main component in this, right? Is that you just need the courage to reach out to someone. If you're struggling with that, then you should definitely join GMAC because there's someone else there waiting. But otherwise, you could message me, or I'm going to say you could message Char or Claudette too. to get the courage and to ask us to help you with finding someone, just because we know what power there is in finding your person. And, you know, we are very keen on being Cupids.
Yes.
But I think we can end the episode with one piece of advice from each of you for someone that's thinking about this and a little bit scared and a lot excited and wants to reach out to another artist. What would you say, Claudette?
I would say just go for it. I was really scared in the beginning to get that no, but having found such an amazing person in my life, I would never, ever look back. So to anybody who is scared or nervous to take that plunge, I would say you would never regret it. So just close your eyes, count to three, and send the message. Just do it, because you're going to find so much that comes from it, that split second where your heart just like stops is all going to be worth it.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. Honestly, I was going to say, just do it. I mean, if it doesn't pan out, that's okay. Go on to another. I mean, just try, you know, and don't be so hard on yourself. And it falls into place, you know?
Yeah, I think, as you were saying, if it doesn't work out, you've done it once. The second time's always easier. So if you send a message and that you get a no, or you send a message and you collaborate and it's not really your thing, but you still feel the desire to do it, the second time will definitely be easier. So yeah, if it doesn't work the first time.
Exactly. Don't be discouraged, because you don't know what that person might be going through in their life. You know, it might not be a good time or the right match or whatever it is, but it's okay. And it's just, you told me not to do that, right? don't take it to heart. You know, just go for it.
Yeah. Okay. I do want to quickly touch on the fact that some collaborations will not be rainbows and magic and unicorns, but it's the same as dating, right? There are going to be a few weirdos. Even if you think they're not going to be weird, there might be a few weird, and not because they are particularly weird, but just because it's not a good match. And that's okay. I mean, if you are wanting to do an art collaboration, then you already know what making art is like. And sometimes it just doesn't work out for no fault of anyone. So you'll find your arty soulmate.
I think that even if it doesn't work out, you learn something. So as you were saying, even if it is a bad relationship, you can take something out of it. So it's never a waste. There's always going to be something that you're going to be able to use in the future.
So I have an example. If you are itching to do a collaboration, but you're not sure, why don't you spearhead a group collaboration? So I did that one year. It was back in, I think it was 2016. And I wanted to do a collaboration, but the people that I was reaching out to were very busy people. All right. They had their businesses. They're pretty well known. And I knew, let's see, we ended up being six, a total of six, including myself. But I had invited 14 people, knowing that it would not everybody could do it. And I got, no way, I'm not interested. And it's okay. You cannot take it personally. So there were six of us. And to make it easy, I said, okay, let's work. I'm doing this on a large tag. So the 10 by 5-inch tags, manila tags. And you did whatever you wanted, just make six tags, send them to me, and you can write the person's name that you want to receive your tag, or I can just divvy them up. And everybody was so sweet, and they just let me decide who got what. So that's fun when you're organizing it. I mean, you set the rules, right? But and I'm glad that there were only six of us, because that was very manageable. And you have to consider, you know, the time it takes to mail the item, receive it, send it out, postage, what's fair, you know, because if you're the one sending it out, people have to pitch or should pitch in. So anyway, I guess my point being, it could be fun to select a handful of people and just outreach and say, hey, what do you think? Mm-hmm. And that way, it's not just one-on-one if you have some trepidation around that, but it's a group and you form that support and that trust and fun. And, you know, so I would suggest that too.
Mm. So that's a great practical tip. And you said you emailed 17 people.
Yeah.
And you got back 6. That's really good to hear because, I mean, now you are the collaboration queen, right? So it's good to hear that you took that, I mean, I'm quoting failure, but instead of seeing it as no's, you saw it as all the yeses and you did something with that. And so that is really encouraging.
Yeah, I think I asked, there were 2 people out of the 6 that I didn't know. I don't know if I should name names or anything, but I was just tickled when they said, this sounds great. And we did have hiccups as far as like due dates and things of that sort. But those, you know, that's really nothing in the big picture of things. It's, you know, so.
Yeah, it all works out. Yeah. And now you and Claudette are artist loves. Thank you so much for chatting to me today. And thank you so much for just sharing yourselves, being vulnerable with each other, being vulnerable with the larger community, with Get Messy, with us, and always just being so open to sharing what you've learned.
Oh, thank you, Kaylee.
No, thank you so much. It was an amazing opportunity to be able to share the month with everybody. And it was just so nice to see all the relationships forming and I don't know, it was amazing.
It was magical. Their excitement got us all excited and let us know that this was a good thing. So thanks again for that.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful when artists come together, eh?